Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Maestros. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin and Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches. Until now we learned that once you bring your produce, your crops into your home, it's at that point that the obligation of separating Maestros sets in, and you're no longer allowed to eat the food in a temporary snack-like way. So in Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah is going to discuss various structures and types of dwelling places, and under what circumstances a particular structure is considered to be a home for the purpose of allowing the obligation of Maestro to set in. Says the Mishnah, Hatsarifin, when it comes to like these huts that hunters would stay in, they were like these shelters for the hunters. They were sort of like teepees where the walls would keep going up and the roof was basically just an extension of the walls. Vahaburganin were like these field sheds that they would basically store their produce in the fields. Vahaalkatios, which were like these summer huts that farmers would stay in. It was very, very hot. In all of these types of dwelling places, as the Mishnah Peturin, the obligation to separate Maaser, is it does not yet set in when you bring your crops into these types of structures, because, as the Bar Tanura points out, the obligation of separating Maaser only begins once you're in a physical home that is permanent, not any of these temporary huts that a person might stay in a temporary, non-permanent type of a way. Says the Mishnah, Sukas Ginosar, these like huts of Ginosar. Ginosar was like this very fertile area where farmers would stay and they'd sell their produce there. They would stay there for a long time. Says the Mishnah, Afal Pisha Yeshba Rechayim of Vitarni Golem, even though there was a mill there were chickens there was clearly some sense of residency in those huts, Pitura. Says the Mishnah, they're not really permanent residences, and therefore the obligation of Maaser would not set in once you go and live and stay in these huts of Ginosar. Continuing in the Mishnah, Sukkas Hayotzrim, when it comes to these huts of potters, there were these like two-room huts that the potters would stay in. They would make their pottery there, they would sell them, they would produce them, and so on and so forth in these huts. Says the Mishnah, Hapenimis Chayaves, the inner room. Again, there were two rooms. The innermost room, where they would really live for the majority of the year, at their Chayaves, as the Mishnah, they'd be obligated to separate Maaser if you bring your crops and produce into that inner room. Vachitzona Petura. But the outer room, you'd be exempt. You'd not be obligated in separating your Maaser if you bring your crops into the outer room of these potter's huts. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, Rabbi Yossi says, Kol She'ena Diras Hacham V'Diras HaGeshamim Petura. Says Rabbi Yossi that any dwelling place, any place that a person is living that isn't livable both in the summertime and in the wintertime is exempt. That according to Rabbi Yossi, in order for you to be obligated to separate your Maaser, it has to be a home, a place of residency where you live all year round. It can't be just a summer home that you live in some of the time. It has to be a full-time living place. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, these potter huts were really only lived in during the summer months, not the winter months. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, even the innermost room of these potter's huts would not create an obligation of separating Maaser. And if you bring your fruits there, you'd still be allowed to eat them in a snack-like temporary way, and you wouldn't have to separate the Maaser in that area. Finishing off the Mishnah with a machlokas regarding a sukkah on the Yontif of Sukkot. Says the Mishnah, Sukkas hechag bechag, if you bring your crops into your sukkah on Sukkis. Again, as the Gemara describes in Masechta Sukkah, your sukkah is a diras arai. It's a temporary dwelling that you're living in. And like we said, if it's a temporary dwelling, then I'm not going to obligate you to separate truma if you bring your crops there. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda would obligate you to separate Maaser if you bring your crops into your sukkah, but the Chachamim Pochum, the Chachamim would exempt you from separating Maaser if you bring your crops into the sukkah. And again, we paskin like the Chachamim, namely, that if it's a temporary dwelling place, you would not have to separate Maaser if you bring your crops there, and you would certainly be allowed to continue eating them in a temporary snack-like fashion. Continuing now with Parak Gimel Mishnah Ches, as we discuss fruits and produce that actually grow inside your chatzer, we learned that generally speaking, if you bring your crops into the chatzer, and it's a certain type of chatzer, as we learned previously, you're obligated to separate Maaser in the chatzer. But the question now is, what about the fruits that grow in the chatzer itself? Says the Mishnah, Te'ena she'omedes b'chatzer, you have figs that are standing and growing in the courtyard. Ochel achas achas upat. You can eat one by one, like we discussed previously, and then you're exempt from separating Maaser, because if all you're doing is eating them one by one, they're not considered processed, and therefore, you would not be obligated to separate Maaser for them. However, says the Mishnah, Ve'im seira, but if you combine them and eat them a lot at once, then chayiv, then it is considered a process, and therefore you're obligated to separate ma'aser, and you wouldn't be able to eat them anymore in a temporary snack-like way. Rabbi Shimon
says, achas b'yamino, v'yachas b'smol, v'yachas b'piv.
Technically, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can have one in your right hand, one in your left hand, one in your mouth, and that's still considered to be achas, it's still considered to be one by one, but as the Bar Tanura points out, we do not paskin that way, and therefore you can really only take one, eat it. Another one, eat it. You can't have them in a combined way, otherwise it's considered to be processed, and if it's considered to be processed, then you're not allowed to eat it until you separate Meiser.
Finishing off the Mishnah, Allah Lerosha, if a person climbs up on top of this fig tree, then Mamali Cheikov, then you could fill up and eat as many of them as you possibly want, Ve'ochel, and you could eat them there, because it's not considered to be part of the Chatzar. Once you go on top of the tree, you're no longer really part in the Rishus, the domain of the Chatzar, and therefore you can eat as many as you want on top of the tree, but in the Chatzar itself, you really can only eat them one by one.
Quick review, Perek Yom Mishnah Zayin discuss various structures and what are considered homes for the purpose of allowing the obligation of Ma'aser to set in. And we said that any place that's considered to be a permanent dwelling place is considered to be a place that would obligate Ma'aser for and would prohibit you from continuing to eat in a temporary type of a way. And then Perek Yom Mishnah Ches discuss the case we have a fig tree growing in your chatzar, and at what point are you allowed to eat them, and at what point do you have to separate Ma'aser, says the Mishnah, that when you have a fig tree, you're allowed to continue to eat the fruits one by one, and that's considered to be not processed, and therefore you could continue to eat them there. However, you're not allowed to combine them and eat them a lot at once, because that, like we said earlier, would constitute processing the food, and then the obligation of Ma'aser would set in. Rabbi Shimon said you could even have one in your left, one in your right, one in your mouth, but we said that we don't paskin that way. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if you go on top of the tree and you're standing, you're climbing on top of the tree, even if you're within the chatzar, but you're on top of the tree, it's considered to be its own rishos, its own domain, and there therefore, you would be allowed on the top of the tree to eat as many as you want, because it's not considered to be part of the chatzer, part of the courtyard. Have a great day.